Hot Business on Hot 102.7 is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, your partner with sector expertise and tailored solutions to help you grow with purpose and ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized financial service provider and registered credit provider.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs.
Now, with South Africa facing a stalled economy, a downgraded growth forecast, and a third attempt now at getting the national budget right, some opposition parties are starting to sharpen their knives and, I guess, their ideas. But how realistic are their alternatives? Are they offering bold solutions or just louder criticism? I'm joined now by the leader of Build One South Africa, Musi Maimane, who says it's time for a radical reset. So let's find out exactly what that means. Musi, a very warm welcome. You say the budget must mark a bold new beginning. What are you suggesting?
Thank you very much for having me on your show. I think what's most crucial is that the last 10 years are proof in the pudding. The reality of it is that our economy has only grown at an average of 1% for the last 10 years. In essence, it means that if we keep doing more of the same, we will achieve the same outcomes. When I'm calling for a bold reset is that it's not just looking at the last 10 years and adjusting for inflation, but rather what we ought to do is say to ourselves, what are our fundamental priorities and how do we change our budgeting process? On the first instance, yes, there's a need for greater transparency on the budget. But on the second instance, I do think that we need to be funding some crucial priorities that ensure that we achieve growth. Growth that is at least between 3 to 5% in the next while if we're going to make a dent on employment. And so it requires a review on aspects like where we offer special economic zones so that we adjust for where we want investment to be directed. We need to pick bold projects like how do we build rail infrastructure and create public-private partnerships on that so that not only do we allow for people to get to work easier, but for goods to move easier. I think we need a regulatory reform almost urgently that looks at how we fund local government. How do we ensure that the state is far more efficient in what it does? Incorporate all those spending reviews so that any investor knows they've got a confidence to put money in South Africa. And more crucially, it's about thinking about who are our trading partners and how we can strike better deals. Because at this stage in time, if we're just keeping doing more of the same, we'll achieve the same outcomes.
All right, let's mine down on some of the suggestions and the numbers in particular. For instance, SMME credit access. You want to grow from 6% to 20% by 2027. So where is your financial modeling or financial backing to show that that is remotely achievable in less than 2 years?
Well, I think the fundamental comparatives is the fact that when you look at economies that have grown in the last post-COVID, and many of them in Africa, they've gone ahead and radically said to themselves, if we prioritize SMMEs, we can achieve a better growth outcome. There's no economy that grows without the sense of SMMEs and how you invest. And what I'm saying is that when we look at the 2.1 trillion rands that we table as a budget annually, which is split between national and provinces, and some of it goes to municipalities, the fundamental procurement spend that the state needs to deliver on needs to be focused on SMMEs. And I think if we were to redirect expenditure on that score, we could stimulate our SMME back. Last thing I would say on this issue is when we look at asymmetry in our expenditure, especially when it looks at the township economy and the formalized economy, if we were to declare townships as a special economic zone, I really, next 2 years, we would see a surge in of entrepreneurs that we could, from a funding point of view, and achieve the target as I've laid out. It requires deliberate focus in the next 2 years.
And what do you think stops that deliberate focus? Because government does talk up a big game as far as SMMEs are concerned. You're suggesting there is this massive disconnect, particularly when it comes to procurement.
It begins with not only how we select suppliers, but secondly, how we pay the same suppliers. So the state has a legacy of not being able to settle invoices within 30 days. It varies from province to province, and it varies even from city to city as a start. Secondly, in the selection of those, we've become very patronage driven in trying to decide who, where, rather than looking at innovative businesses. And then thirdly, we don't incentivize people to invest in areas particularly that we think could would be beneficial to the state. So in other words, what we think about is we say, well, it's fine for someone to bid for a catering contract or whatever. But when we look at industrialization, actual infrastructure build, we're not helping businesses that can focus on that, directing where they go and giving the appropriate tax incentives. Because once a business comes and is established in a particular community and you give them the tax incentive, it is unlikely they will move their infrastructure from there. And more crucially, if we direct them to the right areas, we can ensure that people can walk to work or work closer to where they live so that we can give much more consumable income, for disposable income for people who are living in communities. So I don't think that the government in its broadest sense is really committed to a very thorough economic plan and its long-term investment on this issue.
On a broader macro level, you also suggest that South Africa should be aiming for a 5% annual growth. That is ambitious, but we know that investment is declining. We know that debt is rising. What macro assumptions are you using to justify that target of 5%?
Well, there are a number of things. When you look at, for example, countries that have grown, so India being one of those, they've upped their skill level. And I think South Africa has got a massive labor that is available to it. And if we were to upskill it, we can be able to ensure that we become competitive. We can really increase job drivers. Secondly, when you look at our minerals have been relatively, from a gross capital formation point of view, limited investment that is going into our minerals. We can't give certainty around that. Legislation is poor, and ultimately global investors are not clear about where they can pick the right minerals to go. So countries that have got minerals like cobalt, etc., have shown growth that's much higher. Where are the minerals in South Africa, and how can we give certainty to say, in partnership with some of the African states, we can be able to focus on investment there? The ease of doing business as a conversation, we are ranked quite low on that score. And I think it's going to be crucial that if we can create a framework where you can register a business quick enough, let's get that business trading, we can be able to achieve some of that 5% growth. And then I think, given the size of our economy, we are able to benefit from the geopolitical tensions that are taking place. As the U.S. and China engaged in a tariff war, what we can't do is fold our arms and pretend to be victims. We have an opportunity in Africa with a population growth projected in 2040 of about 1.4 billion people, that we can begin to focus investment onto that and say, how do we deal better with trading in the continent and being able to deliver goods? I think South Africa is well poised to benefit from that. And then I think if we strike the right trade deals globally and focus on our investment in Africa, South Africa should be achieving much higher growth rates than it is at this point.
But that argument is also predicated on South Africa and other countries in the continent being a little bit more nimble, perhaps, and also being less averse to risk, and that isn't necessarily the case, is it?
I think that problem originates inherently from having poor leadership. I think one of the failures of the continent broadly is that we often elect leaders, some of them who do not act in the interests of the country broadly. Thirdly, there's selfishness in terms of patronage that's driven, where people seem to think that state resources become for personal use, which is the very essence of corruption. And so what I really do believe is that it's also incumbent on us as citizens, the electorate, to say, let's ask the question, are these leaders ethical? Are they able to, in fact, be able to have the competence to be able to steer economies? We need to desperately, particularly for South Africa, move beyond liberation politics, where we're choosing people on a freedom narrative, rather, and move into a governance narrative that says this person can govern best and therefore I should vote for them, rather than in essence looking at a further liberation narrative that's entrenched.
Musi Maimane is the leader of Build One South Africa. Thank you very much.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, your partner with sector expertise and tailored solutions to help you grow with purpose and ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized financial service provider and registered credit provider.